so good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and even more honored because today is a very special day. It's Veterans Day. We have the producers of VAX. They've made a new movie about dealing with veterans, and we're going to have them on the second hour. Real excited to get some information about anything they put out. Anybody who makes the movie VAX, any movie from now on, I don't care if it's about Tiddlywinks or Legos. I don't care. I'm going to watch it because VAX was amazing. And Cass Ingram, we're going to try to get him on in probably about a half hour or so. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with the
he's picking that wild oregano.
Yeah, he's on the mountain.
He's stuck on the mountain. He got caught in a storm.
Him in the rear or something. He's got his trained hat or something. Who knows? But we're going to try to get him. But either way, we got obviously a lot to talk about. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of specials for Veterans Day and of the Power Mall. Don't forget to buy one, get one free on Tranquil and REM Sleep. And, of course, Uncle Kevin riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
I am here, and it's another great day in America.
It is a great day in America. A lot of things going on. I want to give a little background on, you know, maybe help shed some light or some understanding of what we're seeing. In the late 1800s, the makeup of America changed dramatically. For a long time, up until Ted Kennedy really pushed it through in the, I think, 60s. I can't remember what year, but.
Yes, sir. It was the 60s.
In America, immigrants who came to this country had to be in the same proportion of the population that was already here. So that means if America was 92% WASP or white or whatever, mm-hmm. then that means immigrants who came here had to be 92% white.
Yeah, they didn't want to change the makeup of America. That makes sense.
They wanted to keep, or whatever the ratio was. I don't remember, 80 or 5%, whatever. So that they kept it the same. It was Ted Kennedy who changed it. Why am I bringing all this up? In the late 1800s, America started to change dramatically. You had the generation of the founders, which was, by all account, you know, Tom Brokaw wrote the book about the greatest generation. That's ridiculous.
Correct.
That's insane. That's stupid. It sells books, but it's idiocy.
And he had a platform to sell them on.
Yeah, the greatest generation in American history was the founders' generation. These people were one generation, sometimes two generations, removed from basically carving America out of nothing. You can argue, you know, you can talk about the Indians and the back and forth Indians, and that's another story. But you know, these people basically carved America out of nothing. They came here looking for opportunity, and opportunity they were going to have.
Yeah, and freedom.
And freedom. Their will and their faith in God created the atmosphere that gave the Declaration of Independence life. It gave Thomas Jefferson life. You know how we've said very much about Donald Trump, that Donald Trump is a manifestation. He's a marker. He's a time stamp in so many ways. All of that is true. Well, in the same way, Thomas Jefferson was, too, in that time, much more so. Anyway, that generation, you had that generation who – the sheer force of will and their belief in a higher power and their commitment and conviction to the principles of freedom, of this, where the spirit of God there is liberty, is legendary. We went over it over and over. You have, from that point, you have another generation that rises, not quite so much. Andrew Jackson seems to, you know, it's like you meet somebody and they seem like an older soul or they seem like from a past generation. I'm fortunate, because when I grew up, I spent a lot of time with the older generation. So a lot of my perspective was skewed by people who were born in the 1920s. That's one of the reasons I have the perspective I have, because I spent so much time with my grandparents, so much time with my uncle born in the 50s, mm-hmm. that skewed. So why am I saying this? Andrew Jackson, that generation, 1832, he had that founder spirit. And his conviction and his will and his relentlessness to refuse to give in to the banks and to kill the banks among in the face of overwhelming opposition.
Overwhelming, yeah. He was getting pressure from everybody to let the banks in, and he wouldn't relent. And that was
and
one of his great
impeachment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's one. And see, that's one of the things about Trump. People want to. Okay, you want something to be happy about Trump? And it's kind of subtle. You didn't hear about it. Obama was making a Harriet Tubman $20 bill, which is all well and good. You want to make a Harriet Tubman bill? Fine. But he wanted also to get rid of Andrew Jackson. Notice when Trump came in, Andrew Jackson's still being printed. You notice that, don't you, ladies and
gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Take note of that.
Take note of that. That's important. So you have that generation. Then another 30, 40 years, you have the Civil War generation. You have still the last group of people of any size who fought for who bled and died for constitutional principles in America are the rebels.
It still gave him, gave
him a chance. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know, but you haven't heard anything, have you?
Not here, so.
No, but the Hunt guy, Daniel Lynn, was somehow.
Who's Todd? I can hear.
Yeah, we're getting somebody breaking in.
In California, for those.
There, I think. You there, Dan? Okay, I got a breaking news exclusive. Analysts of election night data from all states show millions of votes either switched from President Trump to Biden or were lost using Dominion and other systems. We've reported on numerous events in the 2020 elections, which are being referred to as system glitches. In the media, last night we provided another glitch. This time it was in Wisconsin. Which is reversed would eliminate Biden's reported lead in the state. Evidence was provided to us that showed that the vote totals from Rock County appeared to be switched between President Trump and Joe Biden. 9,516 votes were eliminated from President Trump and moved to Joe Biden. This 19,032 vote difference, if corrected, would eliminate Biden's lead in Wisconsin, and Trump would be leading. That's a huge story right there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dan. Are you back?
Yeah. What happened? Did it?
I don't know. Is Todd around?
Okay.
Are we on?
Just call Cass on a regular line. Don't put him on the same line as me because it's screwing the whole thing up, and just tell them to wait, come at the half hour. Okay, I know. I got to finish this segment though. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a little producing on the fly here. I'm traveling. The connection is messed up. Anyway, where did I left off in this story about the late 1800s?
Well, you should have started at William Bradford.
No, where did I leave off?
Oh, the middle of the 1800s.
Okay, so the middle of the 1800s, you have the Civil War generation, Reconstruction, the Confederates. Then the late 1800s, the dynamic of America began to change dramatically with immigration. Specifically Irish and Italian immigrants pouring into Ellis Island. I'm not speaking negatively or positively. I'm just saying it began to change. And so the same corruption that was in Italy with the mafia. Where do you think the mafia and come through? They came through and said, wow, in America, we'll just bring the mafia type attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll bring it to the political machines. And that's how they operated. And so from there, of course, New York is infamous for this kind of thing. And this began to take root and began to spread. As time went on, it became more complicated. It became more covert and more complete. And the culmination of this is now 100 and something years later that these democratically held voting machines have taken over the power centers of the major cities.
Cities.
And that's what you're seeing with these votes. That's what Donald Trump is up against in the votes. It's obvious the amount of cheating is legion, and
there's
a lot of stories coming on, and I really think this is going to change. I really think something's about to happen. You mentioned Wisconsin, Georgia. The Secretary of State had a live press conference and said, we are going to count every ballot. Not have a recount where they count samples. They are going to count. And what he said, his exact words were, we are going to count every legal ballot.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's a big sign. That means a lot. So Georgia, every legal ballot they're going to count. You mentioned the story in Wisconsin.
It looks like he's going to flip Wisconsin. That'd be wonderful.
Wisconsin with the voting machines. I mean, this is yes. far from over. This is real. This is legitimate. And there's stacks. There's the press secretary was on Hannity last night. There's 11,000 instances of people wanting to come forward with an affidavit to attest to some kind of criminality that was going on.
Yeah, some kind of fraud. Yeah. And the Texas fraud,
whether it was one vote or whether it was they saw 50,000 votes or whatever. 11,000 instances.
Mm-hmm. And the Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick just offered up a $1 million reward for evidence of voter fraud. I think that that is a great idea for him to come out with that. And I really think a lot of people want part of that money, you know? Give him a little incentive to come out.
I hope so. I hope so yeah. very much. Anything you want to say before we get – do we still have Cass, Todd? Is Todd there?
Well, I got a quote from Trump. Wait until you see what's coming. President Trump fires a warning shot on fraudulent computer voting systems. So he's just holding off here. I don't know when he's going to come out with it, but I'm holding my breath here with bated breath here. I think he's going to unleash the Krakens.
This is going to flip. I really believe. I'm starting.
I think
so.
I think
flip.
It is. Yeah,
I've had people mm-hmm. that are fairly close to president. They seem, I asked them their level of confidence. They said 80%.
Yeah,
80%. Uh-huh. And this has been a few days. Todd, are you there? Okay, do we have Cass still? Okay. Well, I had to. We had to disconnect him because it was.
Yeah. He was bleeding through.
It screwed up the whole line. It just is terrible.
Yeah, he was bleeding. He was bleeding through. So,
okay.
You want to continue your story there?
Yeah, we'll just get him at the break. Go ahead, Kev. Yeah. What were we saying?
I said, did you want to continue with your story?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
No. You continue with the news. Let's go to the news now. We got Wisconsin. Oh. We got Georgia. What else is on the horizon?
Twitter censors 12 Trump posts in one day. Twitter censors an unprecedented number of President Trump's tweets. I mean, he's got to come out, you know, when this is over and arrest these people and put them in jail for I don't know how long he can
I've heard that
it,
for a long time about arresting people.
Yeah, that's true.
Our bet is still
Trump files emergency injunction in Michigan alleging fraud, demanding recount on over-manipulated domination machines. The Trump campaign has requested an emergency injunction in a federal lawsuit aiming to prevent the state of Michigan from certifying the results of last week's re-elections until election officials can certify that only legal votes were cast on time and legal observers' ballots are included in the count. So that's another very good thing for us.
So for where we're at, Trump's going to have to get out of the five or six states that you could say that are in contestation, the five or six states that we're talking about, he's going to need to get probably four of them at least, depending on the combination. He's going to need to get or North Carolina he just got, Alaska he's just got.
Arizona's so close.
Arizona is very close. So you got Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia.
And with one stroke of the pen, and one stroke of the pen, if a judge says you missed the cutoff date, those votes are null and void. That's it. There was so many votes that came in at 4 o'clock in the morning past the time that they're supposed to be there, you know?
Well, just on their face, there's so much fraud where you got districts where 105% of the people who live there voted. I mean, it's just insane. And this is the same thing that happened in 2012, and nobody did anything. The same thing happened
nobody
in 2016. McKinney documented it. Nobody did anything.
Yeah, McKinney said Clinton got – he was being generous, too. Clinton said she got 65 million votes, and McKinney did all the – numbers. He did it three different ways, And he came out saying, I'm being generous with this. She got 45 million votes. And if I'm not being generous, she got 40 million votes. So she cheated 25 million votes.
Well, he said there's no way on God's green earth that she got more than 50 million. Let's just leave it at that. She said no way she got more than 50 million votes. No way. It's a statistical possibility. There's so many. The reason we're going over this, and maybe it seems like ad nauseum, is because the corporate media keeps telling you the opposite. And we've documented this. We've said this over and over again. They are corporate whores. They are liars.
Corporate criminals.
They are there to, you know, manipulate you.
Yeah, and if anybody says anything good about Trump, they come out, the next thing they say, it's unsubstantiated, you know? This is unsubstantiated, you know?
On Twitter, or not Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, any story, especially Twitter and Facebook, if there's a story about Donald Trump, about any, even a claim, hey, there's Luxor, there's an immediate note below it says, this is unsubstantiated.
I know.
Or this is not true. Or this is a lie. Or this is...
Mm-hmm.
Continually, this is going to break the back of the information conglomerates, the industrial, you know, the industrial media industrial complex. How do you think this is going to go? Because I'm really starting to feel like Trump's about to bust them right between the eyes. That's what
I think. I feel pretty good about it. You know, I feel pretty good about it. Maybe 80-20, we got a really good chance to do it, and then. He's going to release the Krakens, I hope. He has to.
You know, we still have that dollar bet for the end of the year.
I know,
that I've heard of actually gets arrested.
Maybe I'll volunteer. I want to win the bet.
Win the dollar.
Does that count?
Yeah. Todd, gosh. Any other stories, Kev?
Let me see here. Let's see.
I know Esper resigned. The Secretary of Defense resigned. Now, this is a big thing because he's supposedly not on the good side here, not a white hat. And Esper, with his resignation, other people started to resign also. And so what that means is people, it's like rats jumping off a ship.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I don't want to be caught. You know, if he's gone, I'm out of here too. You know, if he's splitting, I'm going with him because we're on the same side. He might get away with it and I'll get busted, you know?
Or it could be that, you know, Trump's about to lose. Biden's going to come in. We're going to resign now and then go in and then Biden will have a position for us. You know, you could take it one of two ways.
You could take it either way. Yeah, you could take it either way. I like to take it the first way.
I choose to too. My cousin has been watching a show on Netflix and predictive programming in these things. Just on a side note about COVID. Also, Biden has had a COVID czar, I guess he's talking about.
They're going to shut down the company.
Lockdowns from day one. The same things you've seen in England and Australia. Well, Biden wants them to come here. And
that's what he's profession. That's what he's saying. We're going to be locked down and probably never unlocked. You'll get a little stipend. Your business will be ruined. You won't have a job and you'll be living in the basement.
And they'll give they'll give Manhattan Living where you got 500 square foot for a family of four.
Yeah.
And you'll be moved into the government bills. And then they give you a UBI, Universal Basic Income. They'll give you, you know, 1,000 credits a month for you to subsist upon.
That's right. You can buy at the company store, which you feed you garbage. You can't use it anyplace else except their stores. What was that? Tennessee Ernie Ford's song?
Another Day Older.
Sold My Soul to the
Company Store.
Yeah.
Company Store. There's a show called Travelers, my cousin was telling me about at Netflix, and they talk about the predictive programming. In season two, I don't know what episode, a few of them, a pandemic comes out, and basically it's round. It's eerily like the coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, please never forget the coronavirus is man-made. It came out of China. There's very strong evidence. Started in North Carolina, moved to the Wuhan lab. Fauci was directly involved.
Gave him $1.5 million to China.
To help them develop it or whatever.
Yes.
It came from there. And you came back, if you're going to back away from it and look at it as a chessboard, a real easy conclusion would be this is an attack centered from China to destroy America and to bring about their economic rise. I mean, that would be a real easy conclusion to come to.
Yeah, we're closed and are open for business.
And like I said, Georgia's recounting every legal vote they said. Boston University professor comes out and says legal vote, quote unquote, that's a racist term. So if I say legal vote, that's racist. Can you explain that to me, Kev?
No, I can't.
Can you explain to me how that's racist?
I don't think like these crazy people.
I don't know. Pfizer CEO, you know, they came out with the announcement about the vaccine. Well, as soon as the announcement came and the stock pumped up, he dumped 62% of the stock. Is he just, you know, playing the pump, or is he know something, you know, on the horizon? I find it very curious that – not curious, that's the wrong word. I find it interesting that Moderna, who Bill Gates and Fauci were really heavily involved with, is not the one that came out with this announcement. That was Pfizer. I thought that was interesting. I'm not quite sure what it means, but I thought it was worth noting. There's the music on the other side. Hopefully we'll get Cass Ingram. More from the Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, so glad to be with you. Stay tuned. Happy Veterans.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils that we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Veterans Day, and happy Veterans Day to everybody, particularly veterans. We're going to, next hour, hopefully we'll get to some war stories from my grandpa. Pretty amazing, actually. And my grandpa had some pretty amazing things happen in his life. So happy Veterans Day, ladies and gentlemen. We have great specials, the Tranquil and the REM Sleep. Buy one, get one free. I told you the story about Canada, about Codex Alimentarius. So your opportunity here, our loss is your gain. And buy one, get one free. Never a better time to check that out. Of course, North American Urban Spice on sale over at the Power Mall. A variety of things. We'll go over a lot of them. Of course, the oregano, which is just essential. And just go right down the list. And they're all first-rate products, first-rate company. We're very excited to have Cass. We do have Cass on now. He is the man of the hour. He's the man on the mountain. We thought there at the beginning maybe a goat got you, Cass. I don't know why we couldn't connect with you, but we're happy to have you now. The one and only Cass.
Yeah. So anyway, nice to be around. Hey, Yahoo Finance says that all we need is a nasal spray. Nasal spray will prevent COVID-19 infection and will save the day. We're making a new patented GMO or whatever it is. Let's see what it says here. It will limit the spread of the virus and hasten the end of the epidemic. We have the answer. But it'll take us a year or two to figure out, you know, to get a patent and what else to make sure it's safe and to do the clinical trials. I mean, who in the world needs any of this nonsense? It's all twisted upside down anyway.
Well, so, what do you make? Let's back up a second. It's flu season, supposedly, allegedly. And I had somebody ask me about the flu and why flu comes on in the winter. And part of it I said was, well, it comes on because of the flu shot, because of what they got in the flu shot. And explain that a little bit, how people get sick because of the flu shot.
The flu, there's a couple things. There's a decline in the inclination of the sun. That seems to allow these crystalline viruses to go a little bit more nasal, if you will. The cold weather puts a damper on the bone marrow. The robust nature of our bone marrow, and it shoves the temperature in our bodies down far enough that we're a little bit more vulnerable if we don't treat ourselves right and we eat badly and consume a tremendous amount of sugar. There's a lot of sugar consumed from November through December, but there is a weather related increase in the flu incidence. That's why you don't get so much flu in the tropical areas. But And vitamin D goes down, different things. But here's the other thing. It's important. Like you said, I had a person who works with me closely, and for the last month, she has not taken the oregano oil at all. So she was with some friends, and the friends all got the flu shot. So guess what her diagnosis was? COVID-19. She went, and she had to leave work. So I found out about it, and I sent her a big package of different oregano oil juice, sign your oregano, it cleared her right up. But she was around these people who had all inoculated with the flu shot. So they might have shed coronavirus and flu virus onto her, and she got sick through their saliva, because they were all eating from communal plates and things, weird things. So my point is that if you want to get sick this winter, don't protect yourself and get around people who get the COVID-19 shot or the flu shot, and you'll probably get sick. Or you'll put yourself at risk and your children. Why do you think, huh?
Explain that a little bit about the flu shot and shedding, because it says it right on the insert.
Why do you think when kids come home or they come home from the daycare, they get so sick? Because the other children are shedding. What happens is that the vaccines are live pathogens that are made to make the children or the adults ill with the disease. So we want to give you, and it's a pretty, one of these days we'll look back at this and say that this was
insane.
Yeah, some kind of Frankenstein science, or not even science, it was barbaric.
Crackerjack.
Crackerjack. We'll go ahead and shoot some polio into you, some measles, some genital virus, wart virus, and we'll shoot some stuff into you. We'll shoot some COVID and we'll shoot some flu, and then you'll get a low level sickness, and then you won't get sick from obvious symptoms. But the problem is that when you inject these mutated pathogens into people, they start, millions, billions of them start developing in your body, and they come out your feces, saliva, bronchial secretions, and through exhalation. So you better beware of people who go get vaccinated. Just don't go around with them.
What's the time? I've heard 4 to 6 weeks on the flu vaccine that they shed for that long. Do you have any other information?
Well, that's about right. It can be longer. 90 days is not unrealistic, but it's pretty aggressive shedding for the first month. Now, there's a case of a guy whose child got the MMR, and the mother was pregnant, and she got shedded on, and she went into MS and is in a nursing home. You know, so there can be serious consequences and also fatality from that shedding. Now, what you do, what I do, is I got the shedders. I got people I run into who just go and get the flu shot all the time, and they'll go get COVID shots or whatever. You pound away with the oregano spray in your home, and the sign your oregano if you have to, and the multiple spice oil capsules that you carry, that wonderful oregarest material. Boy, that's just a great thing. And you take a protocol of 2 or 3 of these things if you can, so you are protected against the shedders at that point.
Talk a little bit about oregarest. It feels like a, if something's building in my lungs, it's like a bomb goes off when I take that.
That's
amazing.
Bomb. Now that's oil of cumin, cinnamon, sage, and oregano where you dry the oil to a dust. See, you got all that essential oil. There's a lot of water weight there, a lot of fluid weight. But you dry that to a dust, you drop it down 95% weight. And you take that dust and you encapsulate that, put a little maltodextrin or tapioca starch. I don't know what they're using now, but non-GMO something. And you put that capsule. That's just an absolute hammer. I mean, doesn't matter what the seasonal garbage is. Garbage in, garbage out. with this. You know, you just grind it into oblivion.
Let's talk a little bit about the announcement Pfizer came out and saying that a vaccine basically is ready or imminently ready, and they're going to be able to put it out pretty soon.
They don't show us the science. So all we have is their press release. It's medicine by press release. We have no data, and you need data because you're dealing with something that's so poisonous. They have to keep it at minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. It can't be set out. They've got a special court that they set up when people die and get sick. They immunize themselves from any prosecution. The federal government through us has to pay for the people that get sick or die. So that's a racket. It's a mafia or mob or whatever. So we can't trust any of that. It's just more of the same. And the people will be bamboozled and victimized. Don't get the stupid shot. What's it going to do for you? If you're not sick right now, why would you go make yourself ill?
I'm very curious. You know, you mentioned it. I hope it didn't flow over people's minds there. They have to keep these vaccines like at negative 80 degrees or some. Why do they have to keep it so cold? Is it because of the RNA?
Because the germs will reproduce fulminantly.
Well, regular, I mean, like MMR vaccines or something, they don't have to keep it at that. Why is this one different?
Well, it's the RNA technology, but they're playing with fire, and you've got infective RNA and DNA. I suppose if you don't keep it really cold, and then the mold, different, you know, extraneous bacteria, they've been rushing to put this out instead of spending the last 5 or 10 years making sure you have something that won't kill everybody. So with that, they must have some kind of contamination risk. So they keep it way, way down in temperature. And it might degrade. Another major issue is that material is unstable, right? So the GMO RNA. So maybe they found that they could have found that if they don't keep it really cold, it'll break down. Anyway, you know, you don't know what you're doing. We don't know for sure what this pathogen is all about. There are some of us that are finding a bacterial potential component, and nobody knows
where it
came
from. Explain that. Explain that, the bacterial component.
What seems to be the case is that this specific bat coronavirus manipulated in a lab is most likely, you know, it broke out in Wuhan, and Wuhan's got the lab, right?
1 plus 1 is 2.
Huh?
1 plus 1 is 2.
Yeah, I would think so. This pathogen seems to like bacteria, and this is what happens with pig pathogens, you see, because they were vaccinating the pigs, and the pigs died there. There's about 350 million pigs that died from coronavirus, including COVID-19. So it seems to like bacteria, gets into the bacteria, the Haemophilus and other bacteria, and it stays in there in a stealth form. That's why you can easily get these germs by secretions and the fecal spray from a toilet. And remember when SARS hit, there were 140 people in one apartment that got the SARS from one flush toilet. But we don't know that much about it. And what's going to happen is you're going to experiment with the vaccine because you can't see anything anyway, and you're just going to build something in a tub with a microscope, and you're just guessing, and you don't know what you're doing at all. You end up with people with transverse myelitis, which they can't feel their hands and feet. Others have died. Others have gotten so sick they've never been that sick in their life. You start injecting these experimental. You can't even see this pathogen. How are you going to make something up based on the germ?
Have you heard anything about, you know, people, they get sick with coronavirus, supposedly COVID-19. They get better, but then they have something that lingers in them. It goes to their brain or lingers in their body. Have you heard anything about this or know anything about that?
Well, the people I talk to, I tell them to get on 3 or 4 powerful wild oregano supplements so they don't have any consequences at all. I only hear about it like you do in the literature and some. You see, everybody, including Mr. Trump, if they get sick, the medical system takes them over. The people who do understand me, they don't get sick. Or if they get sick, it's too mild. So I don't really play in the world of the people who rush to the medical system. Now, I have, through some nurses, done some administering. And, you know, I've published two studies already on my website because nobody really wants herbal medicine studies. And in that realm, we've taken some people who were on a respirator and rubbed them down with the oregano oil, and they got off the respirator. The doctor took them off because the oregano reversed everything. Rubbed it on their feet and shins, in this case, the spine. So, I mean, if you start shoving ventilators down people, hitting them with, like the president was, dexamethasone, pounding them with blood product antibodies, they can get some sequelae. They can get candida. They can get bacterial infections. They can develop arterial inflammation, blood clots, and even neurological consequences.
I have such a hard time believing, and the president says this, that he got some experimental cocktail. I have such a hard time believing.
Well, look at his face. Look at his face, and you'll see he's so ruddy. So he must have got something because he's full of candida. Ooh. Full. So I don't know what he got. Whatever. If they would have given him dexamethasone, that would have made him flushed like that. So I don't know if he got the experimental stuff.
He should have got some oregano oil is what he should have got. That's one of the good. Well, I mean, you're talking about one of the great products that we sell.
That whole White House should be on the oil. The big thing is that if you take the oregano, it kills the cytokine gene. So it shuts that whole process down. It turns that down, and then you don't really get very sick if you get sick at all. But I'd like to challenge everybody. Name me one case of somebody that was pounding the wild oregano oil, hitting some juice, hitting some multiple spice oil capsules.
Oregano resp.
One single case in the whole country that got a fulminant case of this disease and ended up in hospitalization. Find me one. One of these days, I'll do a retrospective study, and I'll take 100,000 people who were big fans of wild oregano oil and were taking it twice a day, because that's what you should be doing is twice a day. And I don't care what the stupid internet says. It doesn't know anything. And then I'll go back and show that those 100,000, 50,000, 25,000 people, none of them got sick. None of them got hospitalized. None of them got double pneumonia. None of them got any of these consequences, including the blood clots and the neurological, the arterial and the cardiovascular. That not occurred, is not going to occur.
Let's talk a little bit about the oregano, how people should take it, different ways they can take it. Let's talk about
First of all, I want to say, don't argue with God. You know, and I don't know anything, but the Old Testament is there. Use the oregano. Okay, so, right now, oil of oregano, super strength formation, it would be everybody's choice to take a few drops twice a day and maybe rub the feet and shins. Why not? Then maybe.
Why do you rub the shins? Why do you rub the shin? Why do you rub the shins?
Well, the shins are where the lymphatics attach directly to the bone.
Hmm.
And so you can get to the lymph immediately that way. And you can't get to the lymphatics quite so easily. The feet, of course, have the 200 pores. So you've got two good things there. But let's just summarize this. You're using the oil, but you might want to do the gel caps because you're not going to be consistent with the oil because of the heat and all this. And so it's all right to do the gel caps. You don't have to, is there so much in the capsules versus the oil and which one's better? Don't give me that. You need to take oil of oregano twice a day.
What about on the collarbone? I know right above the collarbone.
Yeah,
you said,
right above the collarbone where the lymph dumps would be very good. Then you have the multiple spice oil. If you want to be extra credit, super protected, you could take one of those twice a day or two twice a day. That'd be unbelievable. Then you have the sinus oregano bay leaf spray if you wanted to, like before I give my lectures. I don't know why I got so much oregano in my body. If a germ even looked at me, it'd run the other way. But I probably shoot my nose with that sinus stuff and burn everything. What else? I don't have time to get sick. I got to appear on the Power Hour. And then I would, take this multiple spice. I told you about that. Use the oregano spray. Oh, that's it. I use the oregano spray wherever I am. I spray it all over my body. I spray it in the room. I'm going to spray the room. I'm giving three lectures, one in the Healing Tree in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Then I'll stop. I don't know, it's lecture or whatever. I'm stop and do a store appearance for several hours at the health food center there.
Hey, you're going to be in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
While you're in Pennsylvania, will you please stop and teach them regular math and help them count some votes, please?
Well, Pennsylvania's got an issue there. Yeah, they've got a machine that's been controlling the popular vote and the electoral vote for about six decades in order for the cabals and the special interest groups and the military industrial clowns and so on, so they can put in power whoever they want, right? So that your popular vote means nothing. I can't do much more than just get everybody healthy and strong and have everybody take a stiff arm to the vaccine and tell these drug makers to keep their drugs and keep their vaccine courts to themselves. I mean, that's the best thing I can do, really.
All right. I got an important question for you on that front. Biden's has said as much. If there is a vaccine mandate that comes forward, how would you handle that?
Well, I'm not taking any vaccine. You'd have to kill me first.
Well, see, that's I think a lot of people in America feel that way.
The miserable, stupid, filthy vaccine. Are you kidding? They can all be thrown in the ocean, but they'll kill the fish. I'm writing a book called How to Survive a Forced Vaccination. That'll be done in a month or two. What else am I doing to help you in this regard? Okay. Nobody's going to break your door down and force you to take a vaccine. This is all posturing. If you have you don't have your vaccine card, then you got to go back. So then you won't fly. You'll do something else. You can't go into the ballpark or the stadium unless you have a vaccine. It's that kind of thing. So you get to force the public that way. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Something we were talking about during the break when we first brought you on before we were live. This is obviously a stressful back and forth kind of time. There's a lot people are trying to digest. You were mentioning, hey, now's the time to do something positive, to address that a little bit, to help our audience.
So the only thing that for 80 years we've been wasting our time trying to change things, make things better, you can't do it. Nobody will let you because they got too many vested interests. So what you have to do is focus. I did that with Ron Paul. I spent time and money because he's a nice guy, and I thought, well, you know, maybe we'll reduce the wars and we won't just bomb people to death, and maybe we'll do something decent with the financial system. And ever since that time I realized, and I should have realized even before, that it's rigged, right? I wrote the book Rigged, and so I'm not going to play in that arena.
You there, Cass? You're cutting out. Todd, do we got Cass? He'd locked me. Cass locked up. Okay, we only got a couple minutes for the break. There's a lot of other products at the Power Mall. Of course, the Bone Active, the Orega Max, the Orega Dent for your mouth, the Collagen Power Plus, the Chaga Max, Hyper Ease for hypertension, the Oreganol, the Sinorega, I can't even say this, Sinorega for your sinuses, I can't tell you. The heart, I've said it many times, the heart drops are the most profound thing.
Control the fact that you need to keep your house in
order. Oh, there you go. You're back. You cut out for about 30 seconds. We've got about a minute or so left, Cass. It's you. It's all you. You take it. Take it over.
Well, I was just saying that just focus on things that you can control. And the biggest thing you can control is making yourself so strong and healthy, avoiding any invasive procedures, not taking pharmaceutical drugs that make you sick. So that's where the focus has to be right now. Everybody seems to be sick.
On your own wellness.
Yeah, focus on your own wellness and the wellness of your loved ones. And focus on God, because if you focus on man, you're going to get nowhere. But if you think about him and you think and let him show you the way, you'll just keep growing and moving forward.
I got to tell you a quick story. I have to laugh. So my aunt, I got her on heart drops and things, and then she got a bottle of the Reaganol. So she for the colloidal silver, I said, you know, take just a squirt of colloidal silver under your tongue. Well, she thought I said that for the Reaganol. So she got the super strength Reaganol, took a whole squirter full, and put it under her tongue. And she said it burned her vocal cords. She couldn't even talk for the rest of the day.
Well, that's okay. There might have been some fungus on there. She might have had it.
Not anymore.
Hey.
Yeah,
so,
a little less.
Believe me, why would God Almighty have put this on the mountaintops?
Hey, there we go. There we go.
And then tell you to take it. Because
that was the end of the
very well
hey,
about this pandemic and all the crisis and stress that people are going to suffer.
We're on a break.
Normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamol.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.